Well, I got a text message from my children. My daughter in Halifax, who just finished shoveling 12 feet of snow with the snowfalls and the drifts. From my daughter in London, who was complaining about the cold. And it was in London, it was 30 below with the wind chill. And from my son in Toronto, who laughed at me and said, "Finally, we get to experience Winnipeg temperatures." I commiserated with them and I helped them to understand that God had given them a taste of what other people have and that they are to celebrate. For the last little while, we have been examining how the end times might play out. While we have explored but a narrow understanding thus far of these times in which we find ourselves right now, there are consequences of being so focused on a topic which for some bring fear and trepidation. So this Shabbat, we are going to take a step back and allow ourselves to be bathed in the glow of His love for us. Last Shabbat, prior to our praise and worship service, I shared with you a love poem from Jehovah to us. Having followed His will in this matter, He has directed me to explore the depth and breadth of His love. Abba Father, I pray that our hearts remain open today as we hear how much You love us. Take into our hearts how much You love us. And show that love to all those who may not understand just how much You love us. In Your beloved name I pray. Amen. Well, many of us in this room today and those listening to this message via the internet have raised children. I'd like to share with you one father's expression of love at the birth of his son. Recently, my wife and I became the proud parents of a handsome baby boy. Jeremiah sleeps almost 20 plus hours a day. He only awakes when he wants to be fed or have his diaper changed. So here I am, the proud father of my first child, and all I want to do is spend quality time with him. Yet he either ignores me as he sleeps, makes a fuss when he wants something, his bottle, or to be changed, or cries out to me when he has made a mess in his diaper. Nevertheless, I still love him with all my heart. And even though he will likely continue to either ignore me or to engage me only when he needs something, I will joyfully run to his side to clean up his messes. And I give him what he needs whenever he hungers or thirsts. For I love him with all inside me. If you find that touching, consider what our beloved Abba has shared with us. You are my child. Roll that around in your mind, and as you do, add Jehovah's promise, as we find in 2 Corinthians 6, I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters. So just what does it mean to be Jehovah's child? Rav Shaul gives us a very clear picture of God's children when he writes in Galatians 3, "So in Messiah Yeshua, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were immersed into Messiah have clothed yourselves with Messiah." Being children of the living Elohim means we have stepped out in trust that he is faithful and trustworthy. We may have questions and perhaps more than a few doubts, but about his being faithful and trustworthy, there are none. Each of us who has stepped forward into the unknown within the certainty of his love for us has realized the grace bestowed upon us, has realized the blessings which he has heaped upon us, and has received untold mercies, none of which we deserve. As his children, we are blessed and highly favored. Before I go further, it is critical we understand being blessed and highly favored is not defined in material terms, as some within the body of Messiah claim. All our blessings and favor come to us through the spiritual, a state of being far more powerful and far more prescient than is the material. To obtain a clear understanding of blessing, please visit Matthew 5, beginning at verse 3. How blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. In this first lesson from his Sermon on the Mount, Adonai Yeshua is instructing us to be humble within our eternal spirits, our nefesh lechaya. No matter how wealthy or poor we happen to be, our blessings comes from humbling ourselves before him and surrendering our wills to his. Those who are humble within their spirits will receive all the benefits of the kingdom, both here on earth and in the messianic age to come. David wrote in his first psalm, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the teachings of Adonai, and who meditates on his Torah day and night." We have consciously and willingly chosen to be his daughters and sons. We have consciously and willingly chosen to walk his narrow path, where few have chosen to tread, and even fewer have lasted or will last to the end. We find in 1 John 2, the ways in which we are children of the living God, there is power in the words Yohanan uses. We have Yeshua the Messiah, the Tzaddik, the righteous one, who pleads our cause with the Father. Your sins have been forgiven for his sake. Again, roll this thought around in your brain for a moment. We have Adonai Yeshua as our mediator, the one who pleads to the Father for salvation. And because we have walked out in trust of him, he has forgiven and forgotten our sins. Are there any other benefits of being children of the living Elohim? Well, think of the enormous love Jehovah has for us because we have pledged our commitment to him and his way. We may find just a hint of the magnitude of his love in Adonai Yeshua's words recorded in John 15. You keep on loving each other just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than a person who lays down his life for his friends. And he did lay down his life for us, ensuring we are the recipients of his promise of eternal life, everlasting life. And dear ones, let us be assured we are held close by the Holy Spirit of the living God as his children. As Rav Shaul shares with us in Romans 8, the Spirit himself bears witness with our own spirits that we are children of God. And if we are children, then we are also heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with the Messiah. And so this brings us to the second benefit, our inheritance. Hasatan does his utmost to discourage seekers and even believers to turn their desires away from Jehovah by believing faith is much more costly than it is beneficial. However, by stepping forward in trust of our living God, we have gained much more than we could ever imagine. As Rav Shaul informs us, we, believing Jew and Gentile, believing Israel, are heirs to the promise of eternal salvation and eternal life with the lover of our souls. There is one condition to this promise, however, that being, as we read in Romans 8:17, provided we are suffering with him in order also to be glorified with him. I know this may sound harsh, but this is a reality which we have heard time and time again. We will be persecuted, and we will suffer. And many of us have already been persecuted and are suffering for walking on his narrow path. I don't want to stay here any longer than necessary to remind us we have a covenant with Jehovah through Adonai Yeshua, and we are expected to honor that covenant. But let's examine what we will receive through the promised inheritance. The first will be a new glorified body, free of earthly encumbrances and fitted perfectly to be with the lover of our nefesh lechayot, our eternal souls. Then we will receive eternal life support. We will never more experience want or need. Everything we need will be provided for us freely. I can share much more with you about our inheritance if we had the time. But I think we get the picture. Our future with Avinu B'Shamayim, our Father in Heaven, will be even brighter than we can ever imagine. The third benefit we receive from his love for us is his abundant grace. Notice what Rav Shaul shares with Titus in his second chapter of his epistle. For God's grace, which brings deliverance, has appeared to all people. Yes, Jehovah's grace appears to all people, but not all people receive it. Only those whose eyes and hearts have been opened through the seeking of his love. But now comes the full measure of the promise, as Shaul continues. It teaches us to renounce godlessness and worldly pleasures, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives now, in this age, while continuing to expect the blessed fulfillment of our certain hope, which is the appearing of the Shekinah of our great God and the appearing of our deliverer, Yeshua, the Messiah. His grace is a powerful and power-filled gift to us. His grace teaches us through Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of the living God, a holy walk, a messianic halakha, guided by the fruit of the Spirit, as we read in Galatians 5. There is nothing more important to us than the free gift of grace to us from our loving Abba. The fourth benefit of our being Jehovah's children is that of mercy. Having removed from us what we deserve to receive as a result of our human nature-based behavior, listen how Rav Shaul describes this gift in Titus 3. It was not on the grounds of any righteous deeds we have done, but on the ground of his own mercy. He did it by means of the mikvah of rebirth and the renewal brought about by Ruach HaKadosh, whom he poured out on us generously through Yeshua the Messiah, our deliverer. We can do nothing to obtain his mercy. This comes from him, not from our righteous behavior. And he gave us his mercy when we signaled to him our obedience through being born again and through the renovations on our hearts brought about by the Holy Spirit of the living God. It is through his mercy, willingly and freely given to us, we are able to declare, "Thank you, Jehovah, for you have ignored my faults, my indiscretions, my slights, my weaknesses, and have flooded me with your mercy, freeing me from the death which is surely the reward of a sinful life without you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another of the major benefits of being children of the living Elohim is the Holy Spirit himself. Perhaps we may not fully understand how much a benefit this is. Yohanan points out to us quite clearly, "Here is how we know that we remain united with him and he with us. He has given to us from his own Spirit." It is precisely because we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, we are united with Jehovah and have received the promise of eternal life. Furthermore, as Rav Shaul announced to us in Ephesians 1, "You who heard the message of the truth, the good news offering you deliverance, and put your trust in the Messiah, were sealed by him with the promised Ruach HaKadosh." Have you ever considered how great his gift of forgiveness actually is? I know many of us in this room have suffered in the past with bouts of guilt over our behaviors, our sinful actions, and how they have hurt others. All of us in this room, with the exception of the very, very young, and it appears there are no very, very young here with us today, have felt the tightness in our chests, the knots in our guts, and the heavy feelings in our hearts brought to us by the ever-present spirit of guilt. Now, having come before the altar and placing our burdens of shame and guilt before Jehovah in humility and contrition, our guilt, our feelings of shame have been lifted from our hearts, from our bodies, from our souls, and we have been forgiven, set free by our loving Abba. What a promise this is, confirmed many times in Scripture. Listen to what Yohanan shares with us in 1 John chapter 1. "If we acknowledge our sins, then since he is trustworthy and just, he will forgive them and purify us from all wrongdoing." Did you hear that promise clearly? Our Almighty Elohim will purify us from all wrongdoing if we but come before him and listen to Abba's promise to us, as we discover in Isaiah 1, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." Once more, do you hear the certainty in these words? Do they resonate with you? Fill you with the degree of confidence that is contained within the promise which proclaims the loving nature of Avinu B'Shamayim, our Father in heaven. And then consider how much he has paid for this gift of forgiveness. His death as our Korban Pesach, our Passover covering, our Passover sacrifice. He has freed us from the ravages of sin and spiritual death if we but accept this free gift. I realize there are some listening to this message today who consider themselves believers who have not actually committed themselves to stepping out in trust of His salvific sacrifice. Please do not wait much longer to make that step to bring together your perception and His reality. Finally, being a child of the Almighty Abba brings us the benefit of His riches. I am not speaking of the world's concept of riches, gold, silver, precious gems, power, or prestige, but His riches, as we read in Philippians 4. Moreover, my God will fill every need of yours according to His glorious wealth, in union with the Messiah Yeshua. Beloved, there is nothing more precious than the perfect love of our perfect Father. If we but accept His love for us, this is a love we cannot earn and for which we have nothing to pay. This is His freely given gift to us because we have come before Him and expressed our desire to have a relationship with Him. When we become His children, we are the recipients of a multitude of gifts, freely given, wrapped in love. We are blessed and highly favored. We receive the fullness of His love for us, a love far greater than that received from any human being. His grace is ours for the asking, grace that frees us from the bondage of human sin and the second death awaiting all who have sinned and who have not repented. Mercies are ours to remove us from the consequences of our sinful behaviors. The teachings of the Holy Spirit, who prepares us for life with Adonai Yeshua, are incorruptible and immeasurable. He forgives us and removes from us all guilt and shame heaped upon us by the adversary. We receive the riches of His glory to fill our needs. Beloved, there is nothing more valuable for us than to be children of the living Elohim, Jehovah Adonai Yeshua. Give thanks to Him this day and every day for welcoming you into His family, adopting each one of us who has confessed, repented, and stepped forward in trust of His word of love. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, Adonai, Yeshua, Jehovah, thank you for all of your many blessings which come from being your children. And Abba, I pray for all our families and friends who at the current time are outside of your grace, outside of your merciful love, outside of your protection, outside the Spirit, outside salvation. I pray that you encourage them. I pray that you stimulate them. I pray that you put into their heart the desire to come before His altar and come into the loving embrace of your love. Baruch Hashem Yeshua Moshichinu. Amen.